With Candy Crush Saga, the crush is real. For the first time ever, we're celebrating real crushers and their stories inside the game. Find out why they love playing, complete levels inspired by them, and win rewards they chose for you. For a limited time only, see why the crush is very real with Candy Crush Saga. Download now from the App Store or Google Play for free. Ends May 27th. Available to selected players level 25 and over.
With Shaw now running the podcast into the ground, Adam and Jared decided to start a new podcast. Here is podcast idea number one. I like the way you're working, no diggity.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name's Adam Prue.
I'm Jared McKinley.
And this is Ed Steelen, the podcast that is going to investigate whether Ed Sheeran is musical genius
or a musical thief.
Has he been stealing from other artists to create these global smash hits that just gets guys up and women down?
Is it...
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Hey,
or is it just hearsay? It's just tall poppy syndrome. The people are out there going, oh, he's just copying...
Are they attacking
Billy Bob
Thornton?
Thornton from that
Sling Blade.
Sling Blade song that he did.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember, he does have a band.
Who, Billy?
Bob.
Does
Thornton. He does. It's like a bluegrass.
Does he really?
Bluegrass.
A lot of actors have bands.
A lot of actors like bluegrass. Have you made your mind up already, Jared?
My mind's not made up yet. We've briefly semi-solo investigated.
Yes. Have we?
But we're going to bring our investigations together today.
Yes. And finally.
Like a sting operation. Are
we investigating sting? Was that?
No. It's called a sting operation. We get together.
Yeah.
Crime solving unit.
Yeah. Because Message in a Bottle is original.
I don't think he was.
He invented reggae music.
Did he?
He did.
I didn't think he was a reggae at all.
Plus Sting and the Police. His band was the Police. So he's untouchable. So I don't think we should go after Sting.
Let's just stick with Ed.
Ed. All right. So, Jared. So, you're the jury, judge, prosecutor. I'm prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
You am I a judge? I'm not a judge.
Aren't we a couple of detectives at the moment?
We're the justice system right now. All right? So, we're detective first, jury members second, judges and ultimately. Then, we're going to lay down the
law.
We're laying down the law. You're familiar with the justice system, movie-wise. Yeah. Have you seen Runaway Jury? Have you seen Runaway Bride? Mm. Have you seen either movie? Answer the question.
Is that with Julia Roberts?
Yes. Which one? Runaway Jury is with...
Runaway Bride.
Yeah, Runaway Bride is with Julia Roberts and...
Some do.
Some do. Richard Gere. Ooh. Reunited at last.
Why would you run away from Richard Gere?
No one's ever run away from Richard Gere.
No.
Jared, are you familiar with the justice system? There's jury members, there's judges, there's judge duties.
Bailiffs.
Baileys. Is served every interval. Do they have intervals in the courtroom?
Smogo breaks and things like
they
that.
They do. Have you seen Runaway Jury?
I have.
John Cusack.
Do you like John Cusack?
I do.
Do you know his sister Joan Cusack?
Not personally, but I met her a couple of times. Why?
Do you like her?
I've only met her a few times. I can't.
Well, you've never met John Cusack and you like him. Why can't you say you like...
Did I say I like John?
Like
I never
woman?
Said
yes,
I like...
Yes, you did. You said you like John Cusack.
When did I say that?
Just before.
I don't think I said it.
Play it back.
No. It's not... I'm disregarding.
Why do you hate Joan Cusack?
I'm kicking out of the courthouse. Is that what the judge says?
Joan's a woman. You don't like women.
I said I like John.
Joan.
I like both of them. They joined to John June. And they're the same person in drag.
They could actually.
They look similar.
They've got like the same mouth.
The same everything. They're like identical twins, aren't they? Are they twins?
You can't be identical twins if one's a woman and one's a man.
Yes, you can. Aren't you an identical twin?
Identical.
Yeah, you're identical.
That means exactly the same.
Yeah, but you could be identical but opposite sex.
No, you can't.
Are you sure?
Identical. Dicks and pussies are different.
Yeah, other than that, everything's the same.
No, it's not.
Pretty much.
No, stop being stupid.
I don't know if I like... I don't know. I don't think I can trust your credibility on the stand.
I'll just ask the listeners if they think you're an idiot.
All right. So, Jared, here we go. I need to establish something. Listeners need to know. Like, a juror gets questioned. They don't just say, get anyone off the street. Yeah, we trust you. Ed Sheeran, thoughts? Ed Sheeran thoughts? Was that a question? Is his diary that he's bringing out next year. But what are your thoughts on Ed Sheeran's thoughts?
So that's a better way of asking a question.
Is it?
Actually asking a question.
Well, I asked it and you didn't get it.
Ed Sheeran thoughts?
Ed Sheeran thoughts?
Is that a question? I don't know.
What are your thoughts on Ed Sheeran?
Now that's a question.
Yeah. His personal life and his music.
I love Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
I've been to see him twice.
Yes. Now, are you a stalker, Jared? Answer the question.
Why am I on trial here?
I'm just... You're a juror.
I was a detective.
Yeah, but you're a juror as well. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but we have to cast both hats.
I think you're mixing up your justice system.
Are you a juror right now?
I don't think you're right about what you're saying.
Jury. You're a juror. So, we have to...
If you're on the jury, you don't get questioned.
Yes, you do. No, have you seen Runaway Jury?
If you're on the jury,
yes,
you're like you're wearing sitting there jewelry. Listening and you go make a decision whether or not you think he's guilty or not.
If you've seen Runaway
Jury... Do you know what jury duty is?
Duty.
Jury duty. Have you heard of jury duty?
Have you listened to Dookie?
Man, I'm about to put some,
by Blink 182.
Put some oil on.
Yes.
You and me are about to wrestle.
A jury member, right?
They're not getting questions.
They do get questions.
It's random.
They're not random people.
They're random people.
Have you seen the movies? They question them.
They sit there on the jury.
Have you seen Runaway Jury?
They're like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, who are sitting there doing fucking nothing, listening to what we're saying.
Well, I think they're doing something.
They're listening.
They're saving our country.
Are they really?
Yes, because they're ultimately deciding. So you've got to decide.
Yeah, they decide. They don't get questioned.
But audience, if they're going to take your word for things, they need to know what your relationship with Ed Sheeran is.
The jury's just full of Joe Blow randoms.
No, they're not.
They're Joe Blow randoms.
Are you a Joe Blow random? Or do you stalk Ed Sheeran at night?
They don't ask the jury.
They do ask the jury questions.
They don't put the jury on...
They do, on trial.
No, they have a trial
for the jury before the trial.
No, they don't.
They do, pretty much.
Mate, you're off your head.
All right, Jared. For the credibility of this podcast, we need to know your relationship with Ed Sheeran.
I don't actually know the guy personally. I've seen him twice.
Just at the shop?
He was on stage, I was in the audience. I was at two of his shows.
That's why I brought that up, because that's borderline stalking. Because why do you need to see Ed Sheeran twice?
Well, he plays the same songs. Thoroughly enjoyed.
So
you never listen to a song more than once?
I don't pay to see it twice.
You steal music, do you? You don't...
No, I...
So you download illegally?
I'm not on trial. Yeah, I'm not on trial.
Well, you are now, because I'm a... Whatever you are.
I'm
the legal system too, okay?
You're the whole legal system by yourself now.
Yes.
There's two legal systems.
That's it.
Oh, I don't know about this. All right, so... You've seen him twice. Stalked him.
I didn't stalk
obsessed,
him.
Wearing a t-shirt.
I paid to go see his show, like everybody else.
Did you?
Did you pay? I did.
Wow. Where's the receipts?
I didn't keep the receipts.
Wow, that's a bit fishy already. So you love Ed Sheeran. He's your favourite.
No, well, I enjoy his music.
All the singer-songwriters.
A nice bloke.
Yes. All the singer-songwriters in the world, can you rank him?
No, he's not even up there. No, I just can't rank. Because I like too many different artists and different styles.
So he's not in your top 200?
Oh, maybe.
Whoa.
My top 200 changes, though. I don't know.
Can you name all 200?
All right, let's...
Number one, Michael Bolton.
He's actually on tour, I think. He's on two of your lists.
He's on tour. All right, Jared. Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
He's your favourite artist.
No.
He's not. You hate him.
Are you going to ask me a question and let me speak without just saying things?
Hey, order in the court. What do we want? Margarita? I'm asking you a question.
Placing an order in the court, is that what you're
That's
saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I'll go to Meat Lovers, actually.
Ooh, Animal Killer. That's interesting.
I mean vegetarian meat.
Note that down, jury.
Fake meat, you know.
All right, jury.
I agree with that.
Strike that from the record. Now, what's your favourite record to strike? Of Ed Sheeran's.
I don't have a favourite. I like a lot of his music.
But do we love him?
Look, I'll say...
Look, I think he's talented. He's talented.
Talented.
But is he a hack?
Whoa.
That's what we're going to find out.
He's not a hack. No, he's a
guy. We don't know that yet.
He's joined up with that many people, written songs.
And Human Centipede style?
No.
What? Collab.
You're the worst...
What? Justice system?
Justice system ever. You don't let hey! Me, you're just making it up as
I'm establishing a case.
No, you're making up a case.
No. This is the case against us versus Ed Sheeran. We need weight.
You've got weight, okay?
I've got weight. You need weight, and we need weight against him. You got to pick a side, Jared.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to establish.
How about we start down? Let's, instead of being in court,
yes.
Like, we're in court a bit early. I think we need to do some detective work first.
But all right, so let's do detective work then. before we get to court.
Mm.
Is that right?
I think we should.
All right. So now, Jared, you're a detective.
Yep.
I'm interviewing for you for the case. Do you love Ed Sheeran? All right. That's your answer, jurors. Now, listen
home.
What's
the answer? You don't even let me speak.
Anyway, I do. You're speaking all the time. All right, here we are. It's a big case,
Adam,
to mount.
Adam,
are you ready to mount
this?
Do
you love Ed Sheeran?
Hey, I'm not on trial here, baby.
I'm interviewing you to see if you should be on this case. It's conflict of interest.
I'm interested in this podcast.
What about Ed Sheeran, though?
I'm interested to see what he's up to.
Do you love him?
I don't love him.
Do you have any feelings for him at all?
I feel that he's talented.
A musical genius.
Yes. We can't deny he's a musical genius. We can't deny the hits that he writes.
The way he performs them?
With a guitar. You can't deny that. He does do it with a guitar.
Yes.
That's real.
Just him and
a
guitar.
He's not the Ginger Milli Vanilli.
No.
He's singing his own songs. We've investigated that much. I've gone to one concert. You've gone to two.
Yep.
Done our investigation.
And he puts on a good
expensive
show. Puts on a very good show.
He puts on a nice spread as well.
Does he?
He does.
I didn't get a spread. No.
Didn't you get the cheese and crackers?
No.
Little cabana, baby cabanas?
No.
Hey.
Did you get to go like backstage after the show or something?
No, that was front stage.
Front stage?
It was in a bin.
Okay.
Outside the Rod Laver Arena, but it was...
Yeah, I try not to eat from bins. So
really?
Yeah.
You cut down, have you?
I've given it up, home. Yeah.
Hey.
It's bad for you.
Well.
So they say.
Let's investigate it. Eating from bins?
Well.
Are they bad?
Unless it's a vegetarian bin.
What is a vegetarian's bin?
Just outside at the grocer. Is that what they call it?
The old grocer. The old green grocer.
Yeah, just out the back.
Yeah.
In from that bin.
Yeah.
Salad all around, mate.
it's a big salad already.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do anything.
Just roll up with a big fork. Just through the bin. Or a shovel, you know, a pitchfork.
That's it.
That's how you go through a bin. A fucking vegetarian bin.
What'd you have a dinner? The bin salad. Now, Jared, it's hard. It's like David and Goliath. It's like we're David and Ed Sheeran's Goliath.
Don't they fight each other, though?
They do, and
we're not really going to fight him, are we?
But we're going to investigate and maybe fight him.
Fight him, you reckon?
Yes. Rocky 3 style.
Wrestle him?
Well...
2 vs 1.
He can choose the fighting style if he wants to do.
No, we'll give him that benefit.
Because I think he does Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, yeah?
He's earned something. Does he? I don't know about
that. Well, he does. He looks like he can handle himself. He can handle a guitar. Yeah.
Al Kabong. Remember that guy? Imagine he's just Al Kabong dung over the head with the guitar. Do you remember that guy? How many guitars do you reckon he went through?
Was he like a cartoon donkey character?
Yeah, he was like a donkey or something.
Was his name Al Kabong?
Al Kabong.
Was he... But if Ed Sheeran...
Have you ever seen Al Kabong playing a guitar? Or does he just smash
it? No, because he was Quick John McGraw, wasn't he?
I don't know. We'll have to investigate that another time.
Has he stolen from Al Kabong? Is that what you're saying?
Is there any songs where he goes, Al Kabong?
I think at the end of Shape of You, I think he does. I'm in love with your body. Al Kabong! But anyway.
Should we just start the investigation, Ads?
I think we should.
Get right into it.
I think let's not pussyfoot around. Is that a saying? That's a pussyfoot.
Yeah.
But where does that come from?
From being a pussycat. With feet.
Are they lazy? Are they like
they
hesitant to go?
Yeah, they like pussyfoot around.
Oh, they're like, ooh. Oh, yeah. When they do that little thing.
Yeah, they like
pussyfoot. When they see a bird, you know, they see a bird. And like,
yeah, no,
they
do that. That's stalking. It is. That's called stalking.
What? To sit on all fours and twirl your bum?
They get down low and they stalk their prey.
But you know, they do that little twirl. Is that a pussyfoot?
I don't think that's called... I don't think that's what pussyfooting
is. So much questions. So much work to do. But let's concentrate on this case.
Yep.
Ed Sheeran versus music. Now...
Is it versus music or versus...
It's versus humanity, really. Yeah. It's versus morals. It's versus...
Yeah.
So, Jared, I'm going to be the prosecutor, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to submit Evan. I'm going to submit Evan. What do you think? Come on, Evan. All right, I'm going to submit... Evan's great. Don't you think? Look at him.
Yeah.
What would you give him out of 10?
Al Kabong!
Just an Al Kabong. All right, so I'm going to submit evidence to you. And let's see if you believe that he has actually stolen from another artist. Or it's original. So what I'm going to do, I'll play you the song.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I'll see if I can match
I'll
it
play
up.
You the song that is apparently he's been accused of stealing.
Yep, and I'll have to see if it sounds like one of his songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you can name the song. Or you just say Hogwash. Yep. All right. You ready for this? First of all, what's your thoughts on Scrubs?
Mm. It's a good show. I recommend it.
Zach Braff, shout out.
Shout out.
What about this song? No Scrubs, TLC.
Classic.
Classic.
Mm.
No
Takes
doubt.
Takes me back.
When no, you're not chasing
no doubt,
waterfalls.
You no doubt copy them. Is that what you're saying?
Well.
I don't know about that.
Gwen Stefani.
You're on trial next week.
Don't speak, all right?
Yes.
About that. What about No Scrubs by TLC?
It sort of made me think of I never start up a conversation with just me. Trust me, I'll give it a chance now.
Gabong. That one.
Yes.
Well, it could be The Shape of You. I think that's what you're saying. Well, you're correct, because that's what people are saying was copied.
I'm saying Hogwash.
Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead.
I don't think
that, you don't think so?
I think it's Hogwash.
Well, let me see. Let me play it together and see what you think, all right?
Both of them together.
Not together, because that'll be just audio chaos. But
it's our podcast.
My girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Your love was made for somebody like me. Boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead.
Nah.
You reckon throw it out of court?
Saying Hogwash. I'm saying Hogwash for that.
So you think
there's a similar,
people...
There is something... Like, I was, obviously, I picked that... That
it was that
song
that yes.
maybe was similar.
So he did copy?
No.
No?
I don't think he did. I think,
you think it's just similar?
It was a similar maybe sound, maybe the beat.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And the me...
He's obviously written his own lyrics.
Somebody like me, like that...
No.
Is similar?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think he copied at all.
So you think people are just hanging out the passenger side of their best friend's ride.
You could pretty much look for any song. You could pretty much try and find...
We're going to be here all day.
No, if you picked...
Not on this episode.
If you picked a song, I think you could probably look through all the music out there and find something...
Similar.
...that you could go, oh, that's copied.
Well, there's a thing, like maybe he accidentally...
Well, maybe,
you know, when you got
maybe,
a rhythm...
Yeah.
Maybe he was just listening to TLC the night before.
Yeah.
As you often do.
But look, the music's different... There's something obviously that sounds similar because I picked it, but
so not guilty.
I'm gonna say not guilty on that one.
Well, that's not guilty.
What about you, Ads? What do you think?
Look, I think that's I wouldn't have picked it really. Like, if I didn't do my research on this case, I probably wouldn't have picked that. That sounded like TLC's No Scrubs.
Yeah,
and I don't want No Scrubs.
No,
like TLC. Anyone? No one wants to be hollered at.
No,
right? But what I'm saying is Ed Sheeran. When this sort of people said this. He actually changed the credit on the song and included TLC.
Really?
As songwriters to the Shape of Me, Shape of whatever it is, Shape of You.
Really?
Yeah. So whether he just did it to be nice, is he admitting guilt? We will never know.
Either way, I think Ed Sheeran's a super nice dude. I think he's
are you corrupt? Are you a corrupt juror?
I think he's probably one of the nicest blokes on the planet.
I smell corruption. I smell tainted.
Mate, you got a blocked nose, so you can't smell.
I smell tainted love.
Tainted love.
Ooh. I smell, I don't know, I'm a bit worried about you, juror number 12.
Stop trying to smell things. You're not a fucking dog detective, you're a man detective.
Yeah, and I know. I'm a prosecutor as well, and a judge. So...
So am I. So stop pointing your fingers at me, mate.
Well, I'm just saying.
Did Joel lock you up?
The fact that you're saying he's a nice guy... If you say he's not guilty on this one, I'm going to maybe throw you out of court.
Really?
I'm going to shut down the case.
You're trying to put the pressure on me, huh?
Well, I'm just saying. It's a bit...
Have you got your own agenda here?
I think you've got an agenda.
Okay.
I think you're... I think... I don't know. I think
you
Ed Sheeran's paid
you
off, mate.
You don't know. I don't know. I wish you did.
Really?
Yeah, if you did, I'd be like, sweet, give me the money.
Jeez. this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. It made you laugh, didn't it?
It did.
Every time you lyric. And what the hell is on Joey's head? And this is where I grew up. I'll dig the prison on a fix. Oh, Jared.
This
question.
Is meant to be
what's,
photographs.
What's, what the hell is on Joey's head? That's what we're asking. Mm. Can you answer the question?
Well, I haven't actually done any detective work on what's on Joey's head, so...
Sustained.
I object!
You object to what? You're the juror.
I object to you sustaining.
What? You're sustained. Is that... What's that mean? Anyway?
Do you remember Stained, the band?
Yeah, that was the next song I was going to play. Mm. So, Nickelback, Photograph, right?
And Ed Sheeran's.
Classic hits. Now... Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Similar. Already you know. It's similar.
I hope people haven't actually said these sound the same. These two sound completely different.
What the hell is on Joey's head? Now, look, I'm not saying the song sounds the same, but the name of the song is Photograph. Both. Is he copied Nickelback?
No.
Why? Everyone wants to... replicate the rise of Nickelback. Is Ed Sheeran trying to do that?
I think Ed Sheeran probably didn't even know who Nickelback was.
Oh, he doesn't know who Nickelback is. Alright, well, let's... Alright,
I think that one is hogwash, Adam.
That's a hogwash, is it?
And you can't throw me out of court, because...
Alright, what about this one?
You don't have the muscles to do that. I had to look inside this fragile heart of mine
to take the shot that knocked me to the floor. Oh. I was down. He was down. Losing faith, though I was lost in the crowd. Lost in the crowd. You brought me around. You ready for this, you thief? Inside the something of a 16.
Counting the days and how you found. Shit. Me. It's not looking good on this one.
I was going to say, before we get to the incriminating, damning evidence that I'm going to unfold right now.
Was this song written before?
Yes, definitely. It would make sense if I was saying.
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
But
otherwise, he's a cop.
What was your? Are you releasing a version saying inside the something I was 16? Like, what was that
That's
one?
What he says.
He doesn't say
inside the something.
You're in the court of law. You're surrounded by the justice system right now, police. You were inside the something and you were 16 or
so
that
did
was...
Did he say something about... I can't remember the lyrics. But,
when Ed Sheeran was 60.
That definitely is not looking good for Ed.
Is Ed Sheeran got the cocoon aliens and gone young again? Is that what you're saying?
I just need a refresh on Ed's song.
I don't think he says inside the something I was 16. Yeah, but whatever. Anyway, let's... Alright, so let's go... Obviously, it's not
loving
this bit.
Can hurt.
Yeah, loving can hurt. 16. Hard. You know it can get hard sometimes. Especially when you're around 16-year-olds, Jerry. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. Here we go. You ready? Not yet. Hurry up, Ed. Photograph, Nickelback. We made these memories for ourselves. Well, don't steal things from people. Hearts are never broken.
Time's forever frozen still. Here we go. Copycat. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone.
Wait for me to come home because I stole your song. Mm. Now, Jared, you didn't mention any underage sex there. No, so I think you need to apologise to listeners and just...
I think you need to stop fucking...
Strike that from the record. Hey, we don't have a, I'm trying to help you.
Making up your own case here, mate.
Oh, I'm just trying to help you. Well, I'm protecting you. I'm, as let's worry about the case at hand, all right?
Mm.
Regardless of your extracurricular activities, all right? Here we go. So, is that very, very similar? Matt Cardle, the card.
Mm. Look.
What's happened? Matt Card, 2011.
Well, I'm a fan of Ed Sheeran, right?
What about Matt Cardle? You've never heard of him, have you?
I didn't even know who he was.
Because Ed Sheeran's stolen his song and his career.
Mm.
Hmm?
Well.
What do you think? 2011 that came out, Matt Cardle's one.
I would like to say Hogwash, but I can't.
I don't even know Matt Cardle that well because I'm not sure if that's his real name. Let me just... Yes, Matt Cardle, of course.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know Matt Cardle? Now, let's just see, right? I just want to look at something. I had to look inside this fragile heart of mine to find exactly what it was you saw. I had to put myself... All right, so Matt Cardle's song, which we're listening to right now on Spotify, has had over a million listens. Probably people like us comparing it to Ed Sheeran's 16 Ripped Jeans, whatever the song I think it's called. And Ed Sheeran.
Ready?
Yes. So you can keep me inside something that is 16 holding me close and in a something 16.
Oh, it's not looking good, Ed.
Wait for me to come home. So. Yeah, so Photograph.
How many
listens this Photograph had?
Probably lots of millions.
Oh, it's too many.
Too many?
Too many to look at. It's not even on the top five, but there you go. So what do you say to that? Guilty or not guilty on that one, Ed? Jared?
Unfortunately.
Ed and Jared, what do you think?
Unfortunately, I'd have to say guilty.
Guilty. Now, Matt Cardle and the writers of that song sued Ed Sheeran, $20 million. Yep. He settled out of court, so we don't know how much he actually paid.
Yep.
But you think probably close to what they were asking. Is that an admission of guilt already? He's out of that, but he's not escaping this court. This has no real legal sanction, but... It's the people's court, Jared.
$20 million.
So you're...
$20 million.
Money...
How's... But Matt Cardle, though. Like, he's like...
He's laughing.
Imagine he's like, fuck me, I'm not even that good a musician. All I did was write one song that was all right and...
That sounded like an Ed Sheeran song.
And Ed Sheeran copied it. Or did he? I don't know. Well, he did. It was after Matt Cardle's song. But...
Off the record, between you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just like write songs that we think Ed Sheeran might release?
Might copy.
Might like the sound like Ed Sheeran would, because he's going to run out of things. He's only a man of guitar.
And then, so we write them.
Yeah, whisper a bit.
No, all we do is release them on YouTube. Yeah. Then.
Like, who cares if two people.
Follow Ed Sheeran around, just sort of singing them in the background, like so he doesn't know.
Like you Focus. Just like that scene in Focus.
You can just hear us.
With the 55.
And then we put the beat in his head.
Yeah, like. 16-year-old in ripped jeans. Like, we just keep singing that. Like, he might get arrested when he releases that, but
yeah.
Something maybe less.
But then we just sue him.
Less. And we want a winner.
Chicken dinner.
That's how you get $20 million. We're set. We've worked it out. Anyway, back to the show. Hopefully no one heard that. It steals our idea.
Oh, no.
It's stealing like our ideas.
50 people following Ed Sheeran around.
Just singing songs. We get there and there's already like just a cruel...
A line.
Yeah, just...
You got to take a number.
It's like, oh, fuck. Anyway, shout outs to Matt Cardle. Pioneer in the future rip-off song game. All right, so Jared, he's won all, has he? He's one and one. Not guilty, guilty. So what are your thoughts on him so far? Like, you loved him at the start.
Look...
Do you hate him now?
Without him defending himself, he might have not realised.
He could have shown up.
He might have not realised.
But that's his fault. We invited him to the show. He didn't show up.
He's busy.
Well, it's not my fault. He can't defend himself. It's admission of guilt already. But do you love him a little less that you know that he stole a song?
No, look, I think so far... Yeah, I'm not. It's one song. I'm not too disappointed in him. I think he might have.
What about the Nickelback one? That's 1.1.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if anyone's going to copy Nickelback, then
well, a few people did they?
All of them. Oh no way!
All right, so
let's move on to the next incriminating tune.
I think the courtroom's just going to get a bit sexy.
Oh,
take it off, bailiff,
Mr. Marvin Gaye.
Oh, Mrs. Judge Judy.
I think I know the tune already.
I think I've got an erection.
The tune's pretty much the same as the song I'm thinking of.
Is there a sexier song? Like, it's just... Like, that's just...
Yeah, that
you just think of sex.
Your pants come off as soon as that sound. That sound. You hear that sound, bang, pants off.
And they come off too late because you've already...
In your pants.
That's what I mean.
That's why you're taking them off, because they're wet.
But they come off by themselves as well. But I mean, if they could come off earlier, this is when that comes in. Like, if they could... They could come off there, and then I reckon that's... You know what I mean?
Imagine all the listeners now with no pants.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, so... So, obviously, Marvin Gaye, let's get it on. I'm saying it, Marvin. I can't concentrate on podcasting.
So, the song...
Like, you could do anything.
So, I can already tell you the song that...
But...
Sounds like that, and that's... Yeah, oh, God.
You
God
can't damn. Concentrate. But it's just
that one
almost you can do anything.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Your legs don't work because they're like...
Because my pants have come off, that's why.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, you could do... Like, even the song doesn't have to be sexual. It's not even the lyrics. It's just that... That's sexy.
Mm-mm.
The song could be about... Tasha Turner's good at it. It could be about anything. It doesn't even need to be sexual. You know?
I just did your tax return, baby. No. And you owe us $1,000.
All right, so what song do you think it is?
So it's, When your legs don't work like they used to before.
I'm a bit worried, though. We could get sued.
Using that. Can't take you off of my feet.
Can't take you off of my feet.
No, I can't remember all.
I can't take you off of my feet.
I can't sweep you off your feet.
Yes.
What's the song again? What's it called?
Well, you're thinking out loud right now, Jared, because it's about...
I'm thinking out loud. When your legs don't work like they used to before. The tune's
Let's
similar.
Get it on. That bit. And that bit.
He's singing. The vocals are not the same.
No, it's the... Just the tune. Let's get it on. You can do it, yeah. Remember the taste of my love. Let's get it on. You can know that bit. Will your eyes still smile more of the... From your cheek? It's not that. Because I'd be... My pants would be off.
Look, to be honest, I think it's...
It's more... That bit, I think.
No, I don't think...
I think it is.
No, it's the beat, the...
Yeah, but it's...
When you're so not, that tune that he plays with the guitar...
Yeah.
This sounds pretty similar. Are you ready? This bit.
Yeah.
When your legs don't work like they used to before...
Because your legs don't work because you've heard...
Oh, goddamn. Ooh.
I think that's where he's got it from.
Alright, let's. When your
legs don't work like they used to before. So, what are you saying? What's your verdict? Put your pants back on. Look. Have some respect for this courtroom and give me the goddamn answers.
God, settle down.
Before I strike you from the record.
How about I strike you in the mouth? Can you do that in court?
Well, put your pants on, because I'm not sure what you're talking about. What are you striking me with?
Stop playing the pants down music.
Wow.
So. Oh, goddamn. Oh, my pants.
I'm trying
to hold them on.
I'm just trying to, yeah.
It's like they're pulling themselves down. All right. I don't think Ed's... This one, it's not like... His lyrics are different. The singing is different.
Mm.
The vocals, obviously. It's just that... beat that.
So you're saying he did copy it?
I'm saying that tune is pretty much the same, but I don't think he's deliberately copied it. I think it's a coincidence with this one. When, without him here to defend himself, I'm saying coincidence.
Where does the music
too different. The song is too different to be the same.
Where does the line get drawn?
Mate, there's that many songs out there. Chances are. But you're gonna
we've got three on the docket so far.
There's only so many chords you can play on a guitar.
Exactly. Maybe you should learn drums and he wouldn't be in this hot water that he's in.
Now, I'm saying this one, hogwash.
Really? It's hogwash. Not guilty.
Not guilty. What are you saying? What's your thoughts?
I'm not in bed with Ed Sheeran.
Neither am I, but what's your thoughts?
What if he came up to you and said,
Oh, that's all we had to say.
Hi,
imagine you could talk like that though. He just out his mouth.
Wow, 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 wow. Hey, Sharon, nice to meet you.
What's your thoughts, Adam?
I think it's very similar.
Yes, but do you think it's worthy of criminal charges? It's not just.
I'm saying guilty.
You're saying guilty.
I'm saying guilty. Wait, I'm saying kabong. What it was.
Al kabong.
I'm saying both of them. Saying rip a bong and blow it in the face of legality. That's what he's doing.
I think you're a hard judge.
I think I'm the new Judge Judy. Move over, Judge Judy. It's brekkie time. That's how I got to being a judge.
Just having brekkie?
Just having brekkie in bed. You know what I mean?
Imagine that. It's just you in bed having a brekkie. Go, yeah, what's going on?
Next case. The last piece of evidence is not an Ed Sheeran song. It's written by Ed Sheeran, but wasn't performed by him. It's performed by your favourite country artist, Tim McGraw. McGraw, Victor McGraw, yeah. Al Kabong.
Yep.
It's, did Tim McGraw steal his name from Quick Draw McGraw? Fuck.
It's pretty similar.
Did Al Capone steal his name from Al Kabong? Fuck. Jeez. Is every... Did people just steal things? Is that what...
I think this
have
just,
we just uncovered like a...
The world is just a thief.
Nothing's original.
No. Except for
the this podcast.
KFC original recipe.
Is it original though?
Yeah.
Really?
It's called the original recipe for a reason. And
you've got me there. You've got me there. So Ed Sheeran needs to change his name to the original Ed Sheeran. All right, so here we go. This one was Tim McGraw, aka Quick Draw McGraw.
Al Kabong.
And now featuring Al Kabong, aka Faith Hill, with The Rest of Our Life.
They're actually married.
Who, Al Kabong and Quick Draw McGraw? Aren't they the same person?
No, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
Really?
Lucky duck.
Hang on a sec. Castle on a Hill, Faith Hill.
Sounds similar.
Did he have sex with Faith Hill on a hill?
In a castle.
And Tim doesn't even know. And then he wrote about it.
And then said, hey, do you want to sing the song?
Just to rub it in. Ooh, is he one of those guys? Rub it in the face. We could end up in court if we keep going down that track. Piano. Is that original? Elton John invented the piano.
Sitting with you in a dark room. So Ed Sheeran wrote this song.
He was one of the writers. Warm by a fireplace. He was the writer that brought it in and said, hey, I've stolen this song. You know there's just something about you. You brighten my day. All right, so wake up, everyone. If you've fallen asleep after that one, did you like the song?
I actually listened to it earlier and it picks up a bit. Like you're playing the slow start.
Does it?
A little bit. Well, anyway,
let's hear it then. Let's hear the chorus. Oh, yeah. It's a bit better. Every
time I do, it makes me laugh. That's Faith Hill, isn't it?
What the hell is on Joey's head? What the hell is on Joey's head?
We'll have to look into that.
What is on Joey's head?
Another time, Ed.
All right.
We're playing it again?
Listeners would think that, but...
Today I held flowers. And I dressed in white. I made a promise, and my mother cried.
Just in case you thought that song couldn't get any more boring, that's the first version of it. Oh, that's another song that came out first.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not identical? The music arrangement.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Isn't
it? It's pretty close.
Who's singing that?
Jasmine Ray. Australian, I think.
Really? How much did she sue?
I was doing my research. I was listening to the song. I fell asleep. But
how much did she sue for?
I think they're suing.
Can you say that fast? She sue for?
Sue she for?
How much did she sue for?
Tuna roll.
What?
Are you asking what I want for sushi for? Let's listen to this, right? We'll get dinner in a minute. Now,
how much is shisu for?
I don't know. 6 egg rolls.
I want to hear you say it.
How much is it for?
How much is shisu for?
How much is it for? Listen to this.
I do like that melody.
To go to bed to. With Judge Judy.
Imagine this and then... Oh. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. Mate, your pants will go straight back on.
Sitting with you in the dark. Whoa. This is combined, the two.
Combined. Warm by a fireplace. It's pretty much the same song. We can say that's 100% the same melody.
Yeah.
Is being ripped off there. Now, so what, unless it's the same guy playing piano and they've just overheard him, they've accidentally recorded in the next studio over. So Jasmine Ray with... what's the song? When I Found You, and Tim Quickdraw McGraw with Faith Alkabong Hill with The Rest of Our Life. We'll be ripping off songs. Young singer-songwriter songs. What do you think of that? Yeah. Should Ed go to jail for that, or should everyone go to jail?
We don't know what Ed's contribution was to that. We don't know enough.
Look at his history, though. He's the song burglar.
There's one song so far that we've said, yeah, sorry, Ed, that's not good enough.
Nickelback's Photograph.
Yep. But other than that, the rest of them are just, yeah. That one, obviously, the songs are the same, but Ed's not the only one on that. So, and he's not even singing it, so
I reckon he's playing the piano.
No.
Sounds like Ed.
No, he's a guitar man.
No, I reckon he's on the piano on the keys.
No.
So people won't think it's him. They won't think it's the song burglar that he is.
I don't think this one's on Ed, unless you know what contribution he had to the songwriting.
Yeah, no, I just said it.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
You can't just be pretty sure
wow,
in the courtroom.
It's like, the justice system, baby. So,
hey, he murdered him. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Lock him up for life. I don't think that's
it. It works. So what are you saying? Out of four that he's may have copied,
one, I'm saying, lock him up.
Yeah, one,
just one. The rest of them are like, nah.
So how long does he get locked up? Does
get
he
get out of my courtroom?
Does he get locked up though?
Yeah, but one song's what, 1 week in jail.
Imagine 1 week in jail with this.
Oh, that's not what you want in the shower room. Shit.
So Ed, remember this song you ripped off? I'm going to rip something else.
Oh, your asshole.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that in the court of law. All right, so Jared, has Ed Sheeran escaped our claws this time? Has he, like a young man listening to this, got off? Has he?
Yes, I think he's... I think we'll let him off the hook because...
Because you love him.
For one, you know...
If you didn't know...
You've already said that he's paid...
His Jews.
Like the people who said, hey...
I didn't say they were Jewish.
TLC got...
I didn't say they were Jewish.
Yes, you didn't. There's...
TLC... Or 16.
TLC...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
All right.
Stop
so, it. Anyway.
Okay. I'm saying let him off the hook. Give him a warning. He's paid his Jews. TLC got a mention in the co-writing or whatever.
They got a shout out. 20
that
mil.
That other dude got 20 million.
Matt Cardle. Say his name.
The other bird, the Aussie who wrote that song...
The boring one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what she got.
What did Nickelback get? Nothing. They get shat on.
Forget about Nickelback.
All right, come on.
So everyone's getting paid.
It's all good. We're the only ones not getting paid. We put on this courtroom. We built a courthouse. Paid $16,500 to put this case on. And we're the only ones not getting paid. Well, retainers.
Maybe we need to
be on retainer or something. We're doing a pro bono. A couple of pro bono boys, aren't we?
You're a pro boner. After this. Pro boner.
Anyway, that's been the show. Anyway, that's been Ed Steelen. Apparently he has, and he's
paid his dues.
He's paid his dues and 16-year-olds off, so he can't get in trouble. That's the way the world works. That's the justice system, baby. We ain't here to change it. We're just here to... get it on. Hope you enjoyed the show. You can contact us at Adam and Jared on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and just enjoy the rest of your night.
Just take your pants off and enjoy your night.
Do you want to join me and Judge Judy in the chambers?
With Candy Crush Saga, the crush is real. For the first time ever, we're celebrating real crushers and their stories inside the game. Find out why they love playing, complete levels inspired by them, and win rewards they chose for you. For a limited time only, see why the crush is very real with Candy Crush Saga. Download now from the App Store or Google Play for free. Ends May 27th. Available to selected players level 25 and over.